Echoma mi ensign, pseudonym Skrzat, dwarf. Julian Wieciech made his name by taking part in a spectacular operation carried out in the Nowy Wiśni jail to rescue 128 political prisoners who had been consigned to Auschwitz for extermination. He went through the hell of three different concentration camps, Gross-Rosen, Nordhausen and Bergen-Belsen. The Germans told us that the only way out for us was through the chimney stacks of their crematoria, says Julian Wieciech. The inmates were tortured and murdered on a daily basis. They could be brutally killed for no reason at all.
Blokowy miał taką kotkę.
The block leader had a cat, a filthy cat, that he was always stroking and caressing. She liked to sit by the stove in the block, and someone stepped on her during a mealtime. And everybody said it was me. Fogel went berserk. He began to beat me and knock me around. And when I fell to the floor, he literally trampled on me. And he thought he had killed me. He beat me so badly that he had me thrown into, it was like a shed, neither a latrine nor a bathroom, I don't know really. It was small, and he had me taken away and thrown in there. He was sure I was dead, that I wouldn't survive. I lay there all night, but then two prisoners came and they turned me around. One of them said, "If you don't turn up at roll call, you are dead." The hardship of the camps, even at their worst, would never break Julian Wieciech. He remained loyal to the Home Army ethic and refused to collaborate with the Germans. When the SS told him to beat a praying priest, he had no qualms about refusing. He was whipped severely in return. The priest shouted at me, "Hit me, God will forgive you, hit me, or they are going to kill you." "I just couldn't do it," he says. They called me and said there was a holy Jew who wanted to pray or something. I don't remember exactly. They came with a whip to teach him a lesson. Oh yes, I do remember that, to teach him a lesson. And I told them I wouldn't do it. So they told him to hit me, and he refused. And they roughed me up quite a bit because I refused. And the priest said, "Hit me, hit me. God will forgive you." He spoke in Polish. "Hit me, hit me hard. Otherwise they will kill you. Hit me, or they are going to kill you." "No, no, no," I said. And so finally, they beat me severely. And when I left in the morning, I saw the body of the priest in the room. He was dead. Every day at Bergen-Belsen was a struggle for survival. On the 15th of April, when the camp was entered by a car driven by a British officer who told the inmates in seven different languages that they were free, Julian Wieciech was barely alive. His emaciated body weighed only 36 kilos.